Hey, it's Allie Adams and a podcast to be named Later Cubs Podcast. We get together once a week and chat about all things Cubs baseball. Quick check-in with the NL Central. St. Louis Cardinals, they are in first place with a 15-9 record. They're actually tied for first at the moment with the Milwaukee Brewers. They have a 16-10 record. Third place is the Pittsburgh Pirates with a record of 14-11. Chicago is in fourth place. Chicago finally playing above 500 ball with a record of 12-10. Cincinnati Reds are in fifth place with a record of 5-20. The Colorado series, want to talk about that for a little bit. That was a pretty crazy series. First of all, yay for a week with no postponed games. That makes me happy. Game one, Cubs won 16-5. Even though there were no canceled games last week, doesn't exactly mean that the weather was all that much better, especially still late last week. Cubs played on a chilly, dreary night in Colorado last Saturday. Kyle Hendricks pitched 5 innings and gave up 3 runs in the first inning. This is what I love about Kyle Hendricks. He can have a terrible first inning where he just doesn't have the velocity, the location, or maybe even a certain pitch. And more often than not, he can recalibrate, come back out, and still pitch a solid game. Of course, it helped that he had a night where the offense really showed up. Albert Almora Jr., Javi Baez, each had 4 hits. Kyle Schwarber, he had 3 hits in that game. Bullpen Mike Montgomery and Justin Wilson each gave up a run, but Coors Field is going to Coors Field. Game two, Cubs lost 2-5. Yu Darvish had another rough outing. It didn't start out that way. He had a solid 5 innings where it almost looked like he was sailing, but in the 5th inning with 2 outs, he walked the pitcher. Things just unraveled from there, and he gave up 5 runs before leaving the game. On the plus side, Dunsing, Strope, Wilson, and recent call-up Luke Farrell, they each pitched scoreless innings. Hey, and at Coors Field, so that's an awesome thing. Also nice was David Bote, who was called up last week to replace Ben Zobrist, who's on the DL with back soreness. Bote had his first major league hit in front of family and friends since he is actually a Colorado native, so that was fun to watch. At this point, I'm not exactly sure what to think about Yu Darvish. I do feel like it's still early within the season. I know we are getting closer to May, but he's only had a few starts, and yes, I know we keep talking about this the past couple of weeks, but I'm sure that the weather doesn't help. But I do think that his next 2 starts, I think, are going to be important, and hopefully there are things that he can work through. We'll talk about that again in just a little bit. Game three, Cubs won 9-7. Again, this Colorado series was actually kind of eventful. In the first inning of game three in Colorado, Chris Bryant took a 96-mile-per-hour fastball to the head, coming immediately out of the game. It looked bad, fam. Ugh. I really hoped you didn't watch the slowed down version of that hit because it was awful. KB's helmet spun, his sunglasses broke and flew off his head, actually ended up cutting him. He did have to have a little assistance walking off the field. He did pass concussion protocol, but hasn't played a game since that first inning this past Sunday. So hopefully he is recovering well. I know, obviously, they're not going to take any chances with this. It's a good sign that he, I guess, initially passed concussion protocol. They still feel like he's not able to be back out there playing, so that does kind of worry me. We'll have to keep an eye out on that. Jose Quintana did give up 4 runs. Steve Cishek, he gave up 2. Coors Field. Carl Edwards Jr., he continued to look nasty, and hey, even Brandon Morrow, he got a save. It was a weird game and a really weird series. The game ended after a bounced pitch with the bases loaded. Contreras and Morrow made the play at the plate. The game only ended after the call of Nolan Arenado being safe at home was reversed, leading to a Cubs win. Also weird, Javier Baez and DJ LeMahieu got into it at second base when Baez busted LeMahieu, stealing signs. Javi's way of trying to take care of the problem: stand in front of LeMahieu so he couldn't see Contreras. Like I said, it was just weird. And this is something you could obviously tell really ticked off Javier Baez, and he wasn't having any of it. Also, according to Javier Baez, DJ LeMahieu basically admitted that that's what he was doing. And Javi wasn't having any of that. Did I mention it was a really weird series? Also, did I mention that at some point during the game, a fan ran onto the field and got tackled? It was just that kind of a series. Cubs then went on to Cleveland to win Game 1. It's just a good, solid win. They won 10-3. Tyler Chatwood, he pitched great. It was one of those nights where every starter had a hit. Kyle Schwarber had two homers. What can I say? There's just something about Schwarber and hitting homers in his home state of Ohio. Game 2, Cubs lost 2-4. Boo. John Lester gave up 3 home runs. Anthony Rizzo made the first error that he's made in a year. Whatever. It was one of those losses that kind of makes you mad and you really don't know why, because it really wasn't that big of a deal and it wasn't a bad game. Maybe that's why it was kind of annoying, because it just did seem like a winnable game. Milwaukee is now in town. Last night, Game 1, Cubs won 1-0. The Kyle's game. Kyle Hendricks, he pitched 7 great innings. The only run came in the 6th last night off a Kyle Schwarber home run. Just some other random stuff. Albert Almora Jr. and Javier Baez want to talk about that number 1 and number 2 spot in the batting order. We know that they have stellar defense. There's no question about that. They're both awesome with the glove. But since Madden has put them in the 1 and 2 spot in the batting order, they have been fantastic. As of yesterday, they were both on a 9-game hit streak. We'll probably see Albert Almora Jr. and Javi in the 1 and 2 spot. I really don't see why that's going to change. And at this moment, really couldn't ask anything more out of those two guys. Right now, Baez has a batting average of .310. He's hit 7 home runs and he already has 25 RBIs. Albert Almora Jr., right now, his batting average is a .313. So I think we can probably look for good things from those two batting first and second in the order. Also want to give some love to Carl Edwards Jr. As of right now, he's pitched 11 innings. He has an ERA of 0.77 and 21 strikeouts. Also, he has a whip of 0.94. Only about a month into the season, and I think it's safe to say that he's just been nasty so far. So we're seeing really great things from Carl Edwards Jr. and actually the bullpen so far this season. I truly do not have any complaints about our bullpen so far. So coming up, would really like to see a Chris Bryant back and healthy. Would also like to see a little more production from Anthony Rizzo. I guess you could say he's in a bit of a mini slump. Also, will be nice to have Ben Zobrist also back and healthy, coming back from the DL with some back issues. Also, going back to Yu Darvish, really want to see him start to work through some adversity, get through the 5th inning. And again, the bug seems to be when something goes wrong, whether it's that balk that he had a couple weeks ago, or whether it was like this past week walking the pitcher and things just sort of fell apart. It's almost like it's the complete opposite of Kyle Hendricks. When something does go bad, you just have to be able to recalibrate, get back out there, and push through it. And like we talked about last night, Cubs just started a series against Milwaukee at Wrigley. It's obviously not a make-or-break series, but it's never too early to start pulling ahead in the division. And right now, too close for comfort for me between St. Louis, Pittsburgh, Milwaukee, and Chicago. I think 3 out of 4 against Milwaukee, I think that would be a success. Colorado comes to town for a 3-game set starting next Monday. Colorado, I would say, exceeding expectations so far the first few weeks of the season. They're in the same division as the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers, and right now they're actually in second place in the NL West, up 1.5 on the Dodgers. Also, this could be a bit of a chippy series against Colorado, considering what happened about a week ago. So I think there's going to be some games where we're going to be talking about maybe more than just baseball. Then late next week, Cubs head to Busch for the first time this season to take on the Cardinals in St. Louis. That's always a good series to watch, especially with how close everything is in the NL Central. I'm Allie. Thank you so much for tuning in to a podcast to be named later, Cubs Podcast. We'll chat again next week.